Good Wednesday morning, Wednesday, May the 10th. It's Morning Conversation here on KIOW. I'm Zarin Agastal, and today I'm joined by Good Sam of Forest City Administrator Holly Brink. Holly, how are you today?
Good, Zarin. Thanks for having me here today.
Holly, let's talk about you first. How long have you been the administrator here at Good Sam?
Yeah, I have been here 2.5 years now, so that was really exciting. I came from a local community. I was in Garner for 10-plus years, and just really felt drawn to come to the Forest City community, and it's just been a really good fit for me.
Let's talk a little bit about the mission, maybe your mission and the mission of Good Sam since you've arrived on the campus.
Well, it's always been really important to me working in healthcare, long-term care specifically for the last 25 years, is how can we help our residents maintain the best quality of life? We want them to come to our care facility to come to live. And I think there's a lot of idea that, I don't want to go to a care center. And so I'm hopefully every day working with our staff to make it the best place it possibly can be.
Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing here at Good Sam since you arrived. Is there anything new or
what are you guys doing?
A lot of new, fun, exciting things happening at Good Sam. Good Sam is part of a larger corporation. And I think a lot of us who are local here to the area just think that's just the local nursing home. But I think it's really important to put out the information that we are all over the United States, and we are owned by Sanford Health, which is kind of a little bit more in our backyard of South Dakota. But they're able to just bring a lot of resource to us. So something that's also just super awesome about Good Sam is that we are a nonprofit Christian organization. And those are, you'll see those things reflected in our values and in our operations. So it's been awesome to work for an organization where we pray before meetings and we ask God to be part of what we're doing. And really, again, that nonprofit that we're here to make the resident's life the best it can be without like exploiting that. We're not trying to squeeze money out of everybody. We're just really trying to run a business that can provide those services.
This week we're in right now, Holly, it's kind of an important week for you guys. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so National Nurses Day on the 6th of May, we really wanted to take some time and focus on celebrating, like as you said, Zarin, the nurses we have here, but also just nurses in North Iowa. Every staff member who works here has done so much to give of themselves. But this week specifically, want to celebrate those nurses. So one kind of fun and exciting thing that we're doing for nurses is we have the hot and fresh gourmet mini donut truck coming to our parking lot. They'll be here on next Wednesday on the 10th. From 1 to 3:30, and we're offering discounted donuts, $5 off to any order that for any nurse. So whether that nurse is in long-term care or they work at a hospital or they serve our kids in the school, I mean, there's nurses all over the place that fulfill so many roles, and we really want to just celebrate them. This is a partnership effort with Waldorf College because they're also just have been so passionate about how we can grow nursing in North Iowa. And I'm really excited, Zarin, they're coming at, they'll be here during that time, but at 3:00 is gonna be a presentation that's gonna be focused to nurses, specifically our registered nurses in the area, and how they could get their BSN from Waldorf for free or for discount. I have to say, I've heard the presentation a couple times and it is something I think every nurse in North Iowa should hear about. We have this resource right here again in our backyard that could save them $50,000 to $60,000. So I'm excited about this.
We're talking here on Morning Conversation with Holly Brink, the administrator of the Good Samaritan Society in Forest City. And next week is another important week. It's National Skilled Nursing Care Week. Tell us about that.
Well, it's kind of our big week. I think every business has those time of year that they focus on celebrating what they do. And this is our week. It always starts on Mother's Day. So we encourage everybody to go out and visit their mothers if they happen to live in a nursing home. And we have activities for our residents to just really celebrate them more than we do on a normal basis. So we take our activities and we bump them up by times five and are just offering a lot of different fun things for our residents to do for our community. It's like I mentioned earlier, it's been kind of a hard couple of years, and we had to shut our doors to our community. And we're really, really excited to open those back up. They have been for a while, and we want to get the community, especially the Four City community, back in our doors and interacting with our people. We had a church service on Sunday that was just so alive with community members and people just coming to visit and share their life with the people who live here. So that's what we really want to emulate with our nursing home week. We're going to have multiple food trucks coming. And so look for that on our Facebook page. We'll be sharing some of that information. And then the chamber is also going to be getting that information out to the community.
Great. Holly, thanks so much for your time today. I know you're going to be joining us often here now on KIOW. You're going to be a frequent flyer, so hopefully people will tune in to listen to you and what's going on at Good Sam. And hopefully people will stop down at Good Sam, meet you, meet your staff, and check out what is new there at the Good Samaritan Society in Forest City. Holly, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's been Morning Conversation. She's Holly Brink. I'm Zarin Agustal. Have a good day.